That's a good album, by the way. Have you played that album?
Spade and Left.
Awesome.
Yes, it is.
And if you're falling awake and you take stock of the new day, and you hear your voice croak as you choke on what you need to say, well, don't you fret, don't you pay. I will bring you good cheer. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Yeah. If you wait in your plane, I will fail. And the curse is unfolded, and your soul suffers a long day. And the 12 o'clock bell spins the ring and struggle on your way. Don't you sigh, don't you cry. Take the dust from your eye. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Yeah. We will meet in the sweet light of dawn. As a paper speed train spills your paint all over your new dress, and the symphony sounds underground with you and a few friends. Put on your screen as it hits, rides near under the wheels. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song, but the tear ends too soon. Introduce to you the members of the band up here on bass guitar, on the four-string bass guitar, David Goodyear. David Goodyear used to play the six-string bass guitar, but times are hard. He comes from Bristol in England, and John O'Hara over there on the keyboards and playing the accordion. He also comes from Bristol in the southwest of England. Scott Hammond on drums and percussion comes from Bristol in the southwest of England. And even further to the southwest, further than even England, down in the wilds of mountain Bavaria near München, comes Florin O'Parley. Florin O'Parley. Here's a piece of music, not terribly well-known song from the Aqualung album, with some rather surrealistic lyrics that confounded me back then. I still don't know what they're about today, but it seems this way. This is called Up to Me. Later to write a few other pieces which signaled the couple of lineup changes in the band, and this is one of those songs based on a trip up to the north of England to visit my father, who was sick in hospital at the time, and I thought I should go and see him before he died. So I wrote this little tune afterwards. It's not about him, it's actually for the lady who was looking after him. She was just called Nursey.
Toast in silence round my plate. She stills my fever for a while.
when they're singing I'm glad you're here. The prize you aim up of departure for a North American tour that, oh, I forgot, I've done a new tune for you to learn at the very last minute. So they did. But it gives them a chance to stretch out and play some bits of their own. And it doesn't have a name yet, this tune. It's so new, it's only 2.5 weeks old since we first played it together. So it'll have a name shortly. Well, it's known backstage as that fucking tune. That's, hey, tomorrow night, it's Halloween. Spooky things happen on Halloween. The spookiest thing happening to me on Halloween is that I'll be flying back home to England from O'Hare Airport at the time that my son-in-law, Andrew Lincoln, appears in the startling new zombie thriller killer horror series on the AMC channel tomorrow night at 10 p.m. and is the lead actor in the... And the really spooky thing is that my son-in-law, Andrew Lincoln, is bedding my daughter and produced 2 grandchildren, which is a far cry from being in the zombie thriller thing. They eat her. I was going to give you the punchline and I shouldn't do that. I've seen it. This is a piece of music dedicated to the ex-bass player. Tell me more about him later. And this is called Nothing At All. Yeah, we talked about this before. We're just back here. We've kind of gone full circle. It's a desperate attempt to make sense of this rambling monologue. Hey, you still here?
Thank you.
regulations that beset us over on the other side of the Atlantic, is this particular one, which makes the life of farmers a little confused. You see, we're paid a lot of money in England and in Europe to not grow things in our fields, leaving them fallow and empty. Strange, because, as far as I know, millions of people are starving around the world in our country. It's not even half self-sufficient in food production, but that's the way it is. So we have empty farms and derelict buildings. I'm sure you have the same thing here. This is about that crazy agricultural policy called set aside. A brief, short tune of some poignancy. If we get it right. If we fuck it up, of course, it's just a little bit. Set aside. Frazzled old silhouetted in an ivy dress. Winter's unkempt chase, a hops through thin hedges, throws his raw shadow north to the emptiness. Farmhouse and tatters, shattered and battered, even more lovers tumbled at least the last few years. Spiderweb windows on set-aside mirrors, standing lost in a landscape of on tour in Europe, I think it was, and my wife phoned me to say that while I was away, we had a new visitor who had come to live at our house. Well, it wasn't the milkman or the postman or even the insurance salesman. It turned out to be a little rabbity guy, a little baby hare who'd tunneled in under the fence of our garden and taken up residence, obviously seeking a safe place of refuge. So I wrote this little song about it while I was away and looked forward to meeting the little guy when I got home. Unfortunately, when I got home and went to look for him, I discovered that our Patterdale Terrier had got there first and eaten the little guy. All we have to remember him by is this song. One back leg, an ear and part of a tail. It's called Hair in the Wine Cup and features John O'Hara playing the Middle Eastern instrument of ill repute, the tarbuka, there it is. Yeah, I didn't think we'd go for that. Over there on the bongos, an altogether more American instrument. Is Scott Hammond going to play the bongos? They're going to come do a dueling percussion thing. Kept in line, I should add, by the metronomic precision of David Goodyear's tambourine with the hole in the middle. Hey. Hair in the Wine Cup. There's a hair in the wine cup, heard it just yesterday. Digging for freedom, sweet incarceration. They live a weathered and very brown innocence. Toggled and slithered under the fence. And there's a hair in the white cup. Hair in the white cup. Let's hope the man had it, they'll carry us sleeping. Too fat, too lazy to go for the killing. This hair without spectacles does a new dinner. Candlelit pass with the saint of the sinner. There's a hair in the white cup. Hair in the white cup. Hair in the white cup. Sit up and busy. Hair in the white cup. Silently sits here. Silently sits here. Recorded originally just with me strumming the guitar in the studio, singing, and with a string quartet in the background. It was a song called Wondering Aloud. And a few months later, I thought I'll write a sequel, I'll write a second kind of installment, and using the same tune but very different words. In fact, the words of Wondering Again are actually rather depressing, and they touch upon things like population expansion, and global economics, and climate change, and things that back in 1972, we didn't really think about too much. Not that I'm the Nostradamus of rock and roll, but just was thinking ahead a bit. And frankly, I have to apologize, that's pretty miserable stuff, but then I'm a miserable bugger. Not as miserable as Roger Waters, but nearly. Wondering again.
When the eve
bitter now, for it hurt to destroy the tree. Incestuous ancestry, shower and rabbi, spawning new buildings, throws the world on its side, supporting their far from illusion, the national curse. And those with the sanities, please get off the bars. The excrement bubbles, the centuries behind the gaze. And the brainwashing government lackeys whatever has to stay. It's under control and we'll soon be on our way. To a man in the babies, a crisp paddle games of the hot hungry millions, you'll be sure to remain. The national resources are dwindling and no one grows old. Those with no homes to go to, please give yourselves homes. We wandered through quiet nights, felt the first breath of snow. Search for the last vision, slate gray, I've been told. Tumbled on a devil, which she crushed in the rush, heard it sigh. That once felt remorse and words as for the loss of our own, held its poor broken head in her hands, dropped some tears in the snow. And it's only the taking that makes you Maracana once you are. Watching around out, will a son one day be born? To share in our infancy, in the child's path we mourn. In the 18th generation of this earth that our birth did surprise, will open his eyes.
Amuses me that guitar players tend to, you know, they drop a pick, they throw it out to the audience. Throw picks to the audience. I've had this one since 1974. Now then, some of you may remember during the 80s, it was a little distressing to see how things changed in the world of television and a particular channel, the MTV channel, changed the lives of millions of people around the planet. A lot of relatively innocent and pubescent young men suddenly found themselves gripped, caught up in the excitement of men wielding these phallic mad axe guitars and wearing their tight spandex trousers and shaking their manes of golden hair. And sorry, I'm turning the other way, I'm getting a stiffy. Young Florin O'Farley was one of those growing up in Munchen, Germany. He dreamed of the day when he might become a guitar hero, a rock god in his own right. Yeah, he was looking forward to life on the tour bus and having a whale of a time, rock and roll, parties and meeting all the girls. I have to explain to Florian that unfortunately the average demographic here would suggest kind of a thing about Grannies. 50 plus as well. Anyway, don't worry about it. I'm 63. I'm doing it. Florian has some evil parents who took good care of him, though, and suggested he turn away from the MTV generation and take up classical guitar and flamenco, which he did. And when he was 9 years old, he wrote this beautiful piece of music called Andantino, which he's going to play for us now. We'll be able to join him halfway through. Florian O'Parley. Some of you, like me, may have produced a daughter or two, and this is a piece of music about a daughter, but not mine. Mine turned out okay, happily, but I guess for some folks it doesn't work out quite that way, and this is about a girl who's lost in the modern world and finds herself, as the song title suggests, adrift and dumbfounded. Was a mere street and an old town. Sarah's something from good home on sea. Thinking back to the child that she once was, all bread and butter and jam for her tea. Thank you. We got spectacles. Whoa! Okay. Now then, can't help but remember those heady days. Those heady days of 1972, 1973, when the world was gripped with an almost deadly disease. Many of us fell prey to this. It was very easily communicated from one person to another. And many of us got quite sick, and some of us have remained permanently so since those days. I'm not talking about an STD, I'm talking about something much worse. I'm talking about prog rock. Bands like Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer and King Crimson and the early Genesis up their own bottoms with the most anal noodling music known to man. And right in the thick of this was Jethro Tull. We did a piece of music in 1973 which has never been performed since for reasons that will now become quite apparent to you. It is, in fact, time to read you the story of the hare who lost his spectacles. Owl loved to rest quietly whilst no one was watching. Sitting on a fence one day, he was surprised when suddenly a kangaroo ran close by. Now, this may not seem strange, but when Owl overheard kangaroo whisper to no one in particular, "The hare has lost his spectacles," well, he began to wonder. Presently, the moon appeared from behind a cloud, and there, lying on the grass, was hair. In the stream that flowed by the grass, a newt. And sitting astride a twig of a bush, a bee. Ostensibly motionless, the hare was trembling with excitement. For without his spectacles, he appeared completely helpless. Where were his spectacles? Could someone have stolen them? Had he mislaid them? What was he to do? Bee wanted to help, and thinking he had the answer, began, "You probably ate them," thinking they were a carrot. "No," interrupted Owl, who was wise. "I have good insight, eyesight, and foresight. How could an intelligent bear make such a silly mistake?" Time Owl had been sitting on the fence, scowling. Kangaroo were upping mad at this sort of talk. She thought herself far superior in intelligence to the others. She was their leader, their guru. She had the answer, "There, you must go in search of the optician." But then she realized that hare were completely helpless without his spectacles. And so Kangaroo loudly proclaimed, "I can't send hare in search of anything." "You Kangaroo, you can," shouted Newt. "You can send him with Owl." But Owl had gone to sleep. Newt knew too much to be stopped by so small a problem. "You can take him in your pouch." But alas, hare was much too big to fit into kangaroo's pouch. All the
this time it had been quite plain to Hare that the others knew nothing about spectacles. And as for all the tempting ideas, well, Hare had it and a care.
The boss spectacles were his own affair.
And after all, Hare did have a spare. A pair. A pair.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Yeah, we love this. We're going to check out the family and the passion. Now, I'm going to do a couple of pieces written many, many years ago, even long before my time, written 300 years ago by one of classical music's most famous composers, and happily, one whose name is relatively easy to pronounce. He is J.S. Bach, and he has a name like Chardonnay and Merlot. So I'm going to embarrass you when you go to the shop to buy the best of Bach. This is the first of two songs, and it's an intelligent and cleverly written series of arpeggios, and we move on into something else that we've been doing for many years, which is a despicable cruise ship lounge cocktail jazz version of Bach's Bourrée. Yes. After that, there will be a 20-minute intermission when you can sally forth to the lavatories, because I know some of you are your age. I guess it's you guys at the back, I suspect. You stay close to the lavatories and make a hasty exit, which is good for all of us. Now, this is John O'Hara's little moment. He's going to be playing a very delicate piece of music in which I will join in. Bach's Prelude in C major, followed by Bourrée.
Thank you.
is so far away. Out of that dream of a chance. Well, if you say it, so it's a shame. Spend me back 10 years and the days of my youth. Draw the lace with black curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the one inch land and sing the song.
Morning. Oh,
Show does feature a lot more electric music, and it doesn't get more electric than this next one. Jan Florian has abandoned his perfectly formed and very nice acoustic guitar, and in favour of a plank of wood. Let's be honest, this is the plank of wood that Gibson Les Paul with his twin-humbucking pickups and his 1950s volume controls, and it's actually the Les Paul signature model. I call it that because when Florian wasn't looking in the dressing room one day, I signed my name on the back of it in short pieces. Now it's only worth $10,000 instead of $20,000. So this is Florian's take on a piece of music, again by J.S. Bach. He's going to do this in the ultimate thrash metal style. Poor old Bach will turn in his grave at the thought of this happening to his wonderful Toccata and Fugue. Florian O'Barley. Subcontinent of India with our then special guest, Anushka Shankar, the sitar playing daughter of Father Ravi, who in his own time taught the Beatles everything they needed to know about Indian classical music back in the 60s. As some music I wrote for Anushka to play with us to bring together the sitar and the flute, elements of Indian classical with Celtic folk music. And since then, I've done some, added some lyrics to it too. So. Sadly, we can't have Anushka with us tonight. She's busy playing with Dad again in his 91st year of life. But we do have the next best thing, because tonight, Florin O'Carley is going to be Anushka. John O'Hara will be himself and play the accordion quite splendidly in this next piece, which is called A Change of Horses.
Thank you.
Now then, flutes find their way into funny places. Oh, don't let me suggest for 1 minute that means anything furtive, disgusting, or intrusive. But my flute, my spare flute, has just found itself in a very odd place. I got an email sometime in the middle of the day from Colonel Coleman, a US astronaut who's shortly about to wing her way, aged 50, up to the International Space Station for her third trip into space. And she told me that my flute, my spare flute, made it up in the Russian supply vehicle in the Soyuz spaceship, up to the space station and docked with the space station at 12:50 today. So I have the first flute in space. When she gets up there, because she plays in an astronaut rock, a rock band of astronauts, she's going to be playing my flute up there and driving the rest of the space station people probably quite nuts. So if you see something rather bright and shining object kind of spinning through the ether one night, they've had enough of it and put in out the ejection hatch. Anyway, this is a piece of music that does employ the flute to good effect and is dedicated to the bass player that I mentioned earlier, our old bass player from the 80s and the 90s, David Pegg. And David's not dead, but he's not feeling terribly well. Mainly on account of his deep need to drink to excessive extent. Dave has always been fond of a drink or seven. And playing with Fairport Convention as he does and has done for many, many years, that famous, fabulous Fairport folk rock band from England, he's learned the art of heavy drinking and has it off to a T. He's turned blue on at least two occasions and been rescued from the precipice by paramedics. And so this is an object lesson in don't overdo it. Davis, as I said, he's much better now. He's managed to get himself sorted out and pretty much these days. Now he's just your average alcoholic. There's a piece of music dedicated to Dave. It's called In the Grip of Stronger Stuff. Thank you.
Dixie was a middle distance run. The transportation wasn't clear. Could be a fighting staining anyone. International competition in a year. She was a cousin of pizza for a party. Well, you could keep her up on a hard track while she ran her circle. And she wore a perfect smile. Helping out at the backstage, stopping hearts and shedding fear. Yes, little legs and a hurt pepper, lying staring out at infinity. I threw a wisp of confidence, a long escape of satin sea. Sweet and early basement.
Yeah.
and gentlemen, we have a hot night in Budapest. Budapest, and best of an hour. Thank you very much indeed. Don't you just love it when you switch on a classic rock radio station and hear those great tunes that come from the last 40 years, many of which are so incredibly just invigorating and memorable that you can guess what the tune is going to be just from the first two or three notes of some of these great pieces of rock songs. I mean, Beethoven did it back at the time of the Fifth Symphony with da 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 dum. Da 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 dum bum 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 da da bum. See what I mean? Why to say the play? So we're gonna go one better than that. Let's not try and tease you with four or five or three notes. I want you to try and guess this one from the first note alone. And don't shout Freebird.
sitting on the park bench. I feel curls for it.
comes the old time blues, and on to his bed, when he feels a distance creeping, steam breaking on his brow. Oh, darling, so in a train the wind won't stop going the way to slow down. Oh yeah. He sees the children's jumping out as faces one by one. His woman man is best friend in bed having fun.
Don't wait.